Other than that, everything's what it needs to be. This is the last episode for the season.
And it's, the title is so appropriate.
Yeah.
Because some of y'all will never get this chance. Because you don't listen. That's right. I say what I say.
I'm so curious to hear your thoughts tonight. I have some good notes. This is... What episode is this? I'm going to say this is episode 24. This is the Real Relationship Report. You see the topic, are you marriage material? There's going to be some questions asked. There's going to be some things said. I'm sure people are going to disagree. But I just feel like it might be subjective to whoever you're asking. But I think there are some characteristics, if you say them, or if you say, I'm like this, I'm not doing that, then okay, yes, it's a clear-cut sign that you might not be marriage material. Which, if you are somebody who doesn't want to be married, then maybe it's not a negative thing. Maybe it's
if you don't want to be married, you shouldn't be listening tonight. Yeah. We're not talking about y'all. Anybody knows you don't need to worry about what it takes to get married.
Right. But I feel like there's a lot of people who know they don't want to be married having marriage-like conversations. And I just feel like it's contradicting because I feel like your place in the conversation is always going to be negative or pessimistic about whatever is being said. So I invite everybody to leave a comment on what's being said or their thoughts. And you might learn something new. You might come up with something that you're just like, you know what? I disagree with that because X, Y, and Z, or this is my experience. I have never been married. I have never been engaged. Dungeon, how about you?
I've chosen not to be married, and I've had women who wanted me to engage them.
Okay.
So, to all you people, besides Shane, who have never had this privilege or have been married or been asked to be married, don't disagree with me tonight because I'm going to light your ass up. Take that right now. Don't do it.
Okay. We have a message already, which is crazy. But I'm sure people will come in here throughout the show. I'm going to try my best to play when it gets up to 5 messages. But I'm just going to keep going. A lot of what I have is questions that will open discussion things more than like just like listed attributes, because I feel like what I think is marriage material might not be what somebody else thinks. And so I don't mind that, but I know what my personality is. So I listed things based on my personality and what I would like with someone. But I'm going to play this message and then we can stroll through here. This. Can you play it?
I'm not trying to be funny, but what qualifies you to determine if someone is married material or not? I mean, what about you even qualifies you to make that sort of statement?
And that's why I say it's subjective, because I don't feel like you have to be qualified to have an opinion on what is marriage material. That's your personal opinion. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not coming from an expert point of view. Like I said, I've never been married. I'm not a marriage counselor. I'm just saying characteristic-wise, as a mom, I can see a woman, listen to a woman, and hear a woman speak and be like, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't be a mom, you know, based upon some things that she might say or some things that she might do. So I think this topic is kind of like the same thing. There's certain things that you might say regarding marriage that will make me say, I don't think that's something you should try. But
time for me to practice my stand-up routine. Let me tell you something right now. If you are not from this country, do not question us on how we are qualified to talk to people from this country about their if they're marriage material or not. And you have bigger concerns than him, my man. Because that boy back in office and they are running up in places. So if your shit ain't together, you's about to be back in Paris or wherever the hell you from. So you can stop all that questioning about why how we are qualified to speak on this. Don't come out here asking what we're qualified to do. You need to worry about if Donald Trump is about to kick you out of this country or not. With your smart ass. Because he's doing it. Ice, ice, baby. That's his new theme song he got going on in the White House. Playing it every day. He made Vanilla Ice vice president. He was like, yo, I'm done with this. You're like, yo, don't try that, my man. How are we qualified? How dare you?
Okay. So for starters, I think you would automatically have to know what kind of marriage you want to start listing what makes you marriage material or another person. I think a lot of marriages right now are very transactional. Okay?
Definitely. Where
people are married to people based upon what they can do for them, not because they want to be married to that person. Not because they want to do for that person, make their life easier, vice versa. And that's just what's going on. And then you'll find some marriages that are built upon effort and time, patience and grace and a common goal. And they actually work with each other. But I also feel like when it comes to the internet, people who are having healthy marriages or have endured a certain level of, these few years were shit and we got through them, they're not loud about what makes their marriage healthy or work. They're very quiet. I think the people who are vocal about marriage are spewing more negativity about marriage, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And a lot of people, they don't have a conversation prior to the idea of marriage about what an expectation of what that would look like is. They just automatically assume you do this, I do this while we're single. You do this, I do this while we're dating. You do this, I do this while we're seeing each other only and just committed to each other only. And then someone wants to propose, and then it becomes this list of to-do shit so you can have a wedding, but y'all never discuss what this marriage was going to look like.
Facts.
So I just feel like for me, I would want to know, are my characteristics or the things that I want to do or the person that I want to become going to add any value to the person that I think I want to marry's life? If what I'm going to do or who I am is not adding any value to their life, I don't see how I would be comfortable in that relationship. I don't see how I would be comfortable in that marriage if I don't know what value I'm bringing to them. And some people are in relationships where they don't care if they're bringing any type of value, they're just in it.
That's because they like the idea of being in a relationship. They're not really in there to do what a relationship does. They just want company or somebody to be around, but they're not putting forth effort.
Right, and I just feel like if you're in a relationship and you don't know if you're bringing any value, that's an epitome of you gassing up a car. Putting that shit in drive and you just driving, but you don't got no destination.
Facts.
And eventually you're going to run out of gas. But eventually, after you fill up the tank 2 or 3, 4 times, you're going to wonder, okay, where are we going? What's the goal? When are we going to stop? When are we going to do this? And if you're not having those discussions before you get in the car and you start driving, before you get into the relationship and it becomes like year 2, year 3, and you're just like in there and just like, you know, this person hasn't said anything to me. They haven't brought up marriage and I'm just waiting around. Why are you waiting around? Why you can't open your mouth up and speak?
Facts.
And some people wait around to the point where they start hating a person for not asking something you never brought up. Some people wait around and do and do and do for a person without any boundaries. And then you want to play victim and be like, this person has me here and they're not doing this and they're not. Y'all never had a conversation. You never brought it up. So how is this person's fault? And I feel like if you really want something and something is really your goal, then you speak about it. You bring it up. You ask questions to the other person. You show characteristics like you're supportive of this person. There's nothing about the relationship that's transactional where you just end the relationship and be like, you know, I washed dishes yesterday. So I think you should take out the trash and you should do this today because I washed the dishes yesterday. Oh, you're not going to take out the trash? Okay. Well, I'm not going to clean the bathroom. Like, if you're doing tit for tat shit for somebody else to do something in a household that you share, then maybe you're not ready for what you think a marriage is going to be, because there's going to be some times where this person is not going to do that little stuff. And is that little stuff going to dictate how you show up?
There you go.
But some people are in relationships where it's petty like that. And then you have to ask yourself, does pettiness lead your relationship? Or is it more so, I'm willing to pick and choose what deserves a discussion. I'm willing to pick and choose when I'm going to bring this topic that's bothering me up to this person respectfully. Or do you get to the point where you don't say anything? Stuff keeps piling up. And then it's that one morning where it's one bag of trash left in the doorway. And it becomes this whole thing. And this person is looking at, I know you're not going off on me on this little bag of trash.
So one thing I was discussing actually with someone who failed a total dating situation with me last weekend is the communication aspect of a relationship. She was a little crazy, you know, thought that she could analyze somebody. It was a little crazy, and I don't like crazy at all, but she came, it was a friend of mine's friend, worker's colleague, so I gave her a chance. And she started doing that thing where I could tell you about yourself more than you know about yourself in the first few minutes of knowing you. And I'm like, here we go, one of these motherfuckers. So she tried to analyze my whole previous relationship and why breakups happen and my communication style. And I'm like, yo, you don't know none of this stuff. Like, you don't know how the conversation went. She's like, when you apologize, how did you say it? And her whole thing was based upon, and she didn't even realize it, was she was trying to be a therapist, but only a feminine therapist for feminism. And I was like, you be the worst type of therapist trying to talk to a man. I'm like, because I see what you're doing. And on top, like, you care nothing about what's going on. He was like, when you apologize to your ex in that moment, it wasn't your job to explain why. You're supposed to, because that makes it about you. You're supposed to apologize and let her have that moment. And I'm like, so when do we discuss the issue? Or why maybe what I wasn't trying to do that hurt her feelings? Oh, you wait a couple of days and then you bring it back up. You know, later on you're driving. So I'm like, no, my man. I'm like, especially you were talking
when you're driving.
I'm like, first and foremost, you're talking like some, like you expect every woman on this planet has a reason or is reasonable. Like, first and foremost, if I apologize for something and don't even say, but I wasn't trying to do that. This is what I was trying to do in that moment. Let my stupid ass bring it back up 5 days later. And be like, you know, baby, on Saturday when we had that disagreement, and I was like, what you mean? You said you was wrong. Yeah, but now I'm trying to explain why I said what I said and how I really wasn't that wrong. No, you said what you you know, F out of here. I'm like, yo, you asking, you have a whole explanation of trying to get niggas into arguments. I'm like, why would I wait a couple days and like, just, you like, because it's her moment. She needs to understand that. I'm like, no, see, that's the problem. You are so caught up on what, it's only about how the woman feels. It's only about, I'm like, and that's where a lot of women now are struggling in the dating field is, mm-hmm. and it's more or less society and cultural problems, because we've been trained that the female is the only feelings we are to be concerned about in a relationship. And now, because of how stupid people are and because of social media, any man who's aware of how he feels is a simp, sassy, gay, whatever. Instead of just being an intelligent person who's aware of his mental health. You know, so there's so many stupid people out here talking idiotically about it. A lot of people don't want to show that they know, or men, sorry, from the male perspective, don't want to show that they understand these things. And when it comes time to communicate, men are hesitant because of that now. It used to be, we just didn't know how or we didn't want to. But now it's, I don't want to say anything because these niggas on the internet going to call me a simp or a bitch. You know what I mean? As opposed to being like, you know how unhealthy it is to hold your feelings in? How it's going to lead to resentment of your partner later on? And you doing that because people on the internet and like who don't even know you may judge you, or somebody who you probably shouldn't be with may say the wrong thing or gaslight you or not take your feelings seriously. No, you as a male deserve to express yourself. And I'm not talking about the bitch ass shit about this woman should be taking care of me. No, your mental health is important too, not just the females. And right, like, there's a lot of hindrance on the conversation from the male perspective because of that right now. And that's why a lot of men struggle to communicate. And I ain't gonna sit there in front like just a lot of men don't know how to fuck to communicate. But the ones that do and are aware are holding back because of that aspect. Me, I ain't holding back because of shit, which is why me and this girl ain't work out. Because I'm gonna give my opinion regardless of the dumb shit you saying to me. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean to go all in on your part, but. And we're at 5 messages once you're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm going to play it after I say this. Another thing to her point is, I'm the type of person where if there's a disagreement or we're having a conversation, I want to get it all out at that time. I don't want to have some said now, and then Saturday you bring up something else, and then Wednesday you bring up another point. Like, I want it done with. By the end of the conversation, I want a solution, and I just want that weight off of me, because I don't want to be tiptoeing around you because I say the wrong thing. So, yeah, I don't believe in saying something for the temporary okay feeling of the next person while you feeling lopsided, like you weren't heard or nobody cares to hear your point. So, I'm not with that.
Go ahead, finish up.
I think a lot of males don't want to have a conversation with women about how they feel, because you have to do double work. You have to help some women realize that they're speaking for you and they're not giving you a chance to hear their point. And also have to let women see that the way they're going about a conversation is incorrect. And if a woman is in denial about the way that she's going about a conversation being incorrect, then you'll never get the chance to then say your point. So it's kind of like doing double work. I have to teach you how to listen to me. And then after I do that, then you can listen to what I have to say. And some men just be over it. Like, I'm not even going to have the conversation because it's not worth it.
Yeah. And, you know, just a caveat to throw in what you were saying before you get to the messages. I am an advocate, like you said, of handling the situation now. Although I have learned that in the moment, because of how heated you two are, there may be some time needed for you two to take space away from each other in the same day. You know, so, all right, we heated. We're not arguing while we heated, because we will accomplish nothing. So let's give each other an hour, go to our separate corners, relax, and then agree upon a time to come back and cordially sit down and talk about a situation. We don't need to leave it till the next day.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy. Shambi Podden, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website, because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time, because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show.
Air 2 weeks from now, because one of you gets the privilege of, I don't want to talk about this. That's not a healthy relationship style, but it is healthy to not argue when you two are at the height of hating each other and taking some time to be like, okay, let's both calm down, go to our corners, think about what we need to say, think about what's going on, and then come back and respectfully have a discussion.
Mm. All right.
I heard that you're making. I can't expect nothing more out of West Indians, so I understand.
I always get called out for that.
West Indians be like, I'm a talk about it right now. I don't count. You're like, yo, chill.
Oh, man.
Last one for season 3. Are you marriage material, male, female version? What's going on? She gets it. Pie, dungeon. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the room. I'm in here listening.
Miss Cheesecake, what's cracking?
What's up?
You know what's really crazy is a lot of people feel like they are husband and wife material based off of the things that they do. Cooking, cleaning, being sexual with their partners, being semi-communicative, but it's like for the glamour purposes in the beginning, just to get the title. But a lot of people don't understand the true concept behind marriage, because eventually that honeymoon phase is going to wear the fuck off. All that happy goo, sis boom bye, like in the beginning of the honeymoon phase. But are you going to stick it out in the name of love? When the hard times hit, a lot of people ain't prepared for that shit at all. They just want the idea of marriage. They romanticize it just for the actual ceremony itself versus the actual marriage.
Thoughts?
So, one, that's facts. And two, I wanted to add that, remember that's that joint I sent you off IG the other day. She's kind of talking about that. Whereas, like, everybody leads with their success and, you know, how much money they make or how independent they can be, but nobody talks about their character.
Yeah.
Nobody ever goes, oh yeah, I make $100 million a year, but I'm also working on my communication skills and going over the trauma that I've had, you know, as a teenager and dealt with and working out on that. I'm making sure that I learned not to put hands on my man or my woman, and that I've learned how to talk and use my words and sit there like a normal individual and not get so frustrated about things and have a conversation that will lead to the progression of our relationship, as opposed to being violent and disruptive like a child and using my fist instead of my mouth. You know, nobody ever talks about that. You know, I have integrity. You know, I'm an honest individual. That's not cool. But, oh, yeah, you know, I got 3 Bentleys. I make 6 figures. Ain't none of you niggas making millions of dollars. I make 6 figures. I got 3 Bentleys. You know, I know Michael Jordan. Whatever, all that bull. Y'all talk about all that shit, but don't never talk about your character. And that is a major problem. And it goes, it's both sides, not male, not female. It's both of y'all that lead. Either females are leading with money or super independent. Males are usually leading with money or dick. Because the other thing that works with y'all is brokenness, which is sad. So, you know, leading with the brokenness thing is kind of pathetic that y'all accept that. But we know women are natural nurturers. I need to take care of somebody and all that stupid shit. We know that don't work no more. Stop it. But yeah, talking about
Go ahead. I don't think people are willing to be ugly and cute, because I feel like to allow yourself to be ugly and cute, you have to be honest about that. Like, there's some things about me that a lot of people might not like, and willing to talk about that, and a lot of people don't want to talk about that. They want someone to see the outer shell of what their life is, and then once you're in it, then you start to realize, yeah, this person might have nice things and shit, but their house is nasty, or they don't take care of their kids, or they don't care if their kids go to school, or they don't have the best relationship with their mom, or they don't check up on their sick father, or the way that they people that they employ is trash. And it's just like, yes, this person looks like this, has this life, can take these trips, but I'm embarrassed to say, like, this is the person I talk to because of the way they treat other people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think about that, because I could tell you a lot of women look good on the outside, but when you go in their house, it's a whole different kind of story how you got to look at them. Like, okay, what are you not dealing with mentally where you feel like it's okay for you to live like this? What are you not taking care of financially where you feel like it's okay for you to bounce around with different people so you can make ends meet, and that's just what your life is? There's a lot of
mattress on the floor, pH balance off.
There's a lot of males who you work, yes, and you make just enough money to have that Range Rover outside, but nobody knows that that's your house too. Nobody knows that's your closet too. Nobody knows that you keep a roster of different women so you have somewhere to sleep also.
Living in your mama's basement and your hairline receding for real.
So, like, it's a lot of ways people maneuver in this world that online, yeah, look like they got it together. When you see them go out, yeah, look like they got together. But they, at the end of the day, they have to find someone to connect with so they have somewhere to be. So they have a shower to use. So they have a reason to show up back in this person's life, because they don't want to 100% adult all the way. So yeah, there's a lot of people that have this illusion of what it may look like to be with a person or be in a marriage with a person, but in the long run, if your goals and your values are not the same, it really doesn't matter, because everything becomes very temporary. Whether you went to go get it done at a courthouse, whether you had the big wedding, or maybe you had the wedding and you never even filed the paperwork. Nobody really knows the details of your life unless they're actually in it with you for real. And nobody really cares to be like, but did you really do this? But do you really care for this person? If this person goes in the hospital next week, are you showing up at least four times during the week to make sure they're okay? Or are you leaving them in there?
Forever.
And some people will leave your ass in there forever.
They certainly will.
How you doing? I just popped by. You know, willing to listen for a bit when you go a little bit further in your discussion. I just hit this bubble real quick now because, like, in the West, I feel like, please correct me if I'm wrong, but this is just my opinion. I haven't searched, done any research to confirm if it's a fact, based on research. But I feel like when strong aspect of culture and religion and family attachment, then there's less seriousness and investment and commitment in marriage. That is just my opinion. In addition, we have social media now. We have apps now that you can technically right now get somebody for a night. Or even 1 hour, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you name it. So a lot of people do not have the patience. 1 second.
That's true. A lot of people don't have the patience to see a relationship through ugly parts. And a lot of people, on the outside looking in, I think people who have similar cultures, I think that's an easier marriage to get into and an easier marriage for both sides of their families to swallow. But other cultures have a different mindset about marriage where they're just like, maybe I married someone that I don't know, but during the marriage, I'm going to get to know them. During the marriage, I'm going to date them. During the marriage, I'm going to find things that I like about them. During the marriage, I'm going to find things I don't like about them. But that's not a reason for me to end my marriage. Yes. In the United States, people don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say people don't have culture here. They do. But I don't think the mindset of two people who are born and raised in the United States is, I'm going to stay in my marriage despite how ugly it is, despite me not knowing you, despite my family and your family thinking we should be together because our families are this, and I'm going to see it through. I think just like instant gratification, you scrolling through social media, a lot of people scroll through relationships.
Well, until... Go ahead, I'm sorry, you finish.
Equipment. Go ahead.
And until they start to realize that they're getting older, which is where we try to come in and help y'all out, you're not going to be 26, 36, and all that forever. You eventually going to hit 46, 56. And then your body ain't going to be working the way it used to. You ain't going to be looking the way you used to. You're not going to be accepted in the clubs because if you're in the clubs at 56, you look stupid. You're not going to be fly. You can't wear whatever these kids are wearing. And ain't none of them old young bitches fucking with you because you look decrepit. So sit your stupid ass home with the other person you love and grew old with and relax. And enjoy the fruits of your labor and the home you own and the land you own, business you own, and all that. Y'all really think that this shit you looking at right now is going to be the same in 20 years. Picture yourself 20 years from now. You will not be doing what you're doing now. Yeah. That's the problem, is you motherfuckers think that, like, you're going to be doing this shit forever. I'm popping bottles, I'm jumping on couches. Y'all don't have the money to do what you're doing now. Worry about if you're going to be homeless as an elder because you fucked up your years of working. Wasting money at a $16 an hour job, not making no real money or building legacy or fucking saving or anything. You just in the club every weekend looking stupid. Mm. That's what y'all don't realize. You think that club shit cool. After a certain age, you should be sitting your ass at home or with your friends and family on weekends, saving money, maybe doing a nice dinner, doing a movie night in, whatever, and building your savings and your investment for your future. That club shit is going to lead to the same thing all them Jordans you bought are going to lead to. When that nigga dies, y'all swear he going to think he's going to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Boy, y'all be sadly mistaken. I don't. There's so many of you dumb motherfuckers that swear this is my legacy, having hundreds of pairs of Jordans. Michael Jordan could get killed tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to keep making his fucking sneakers. Because that's how his family is going to make his legacy live on. Which means, you know, about your sneakers, ain't going to be worth shit. Because they're going to keep coming out. Oh, you think that because Michael Jordan died, the sneakers ain't going to come out no more? That's how they become valuable, you stupid son of a bitches. You know, they're going to keep making the sneakers forever. You know, and here's an example. I'm a Kobe Bryant fanatic. Kobe Bryant dead. Have they stopped making the sneakers? No. You know why? Because his wife saw all the money she would get from Nike by letting them continue to make them. So guess what? Kobe's sneakers will not be valuable unless they are signed and worn by him. And none of you niggas have that except a few people. So let's start thinking differently about this clubbing and collecting Jordans thing that all you broke niggas is doing out there. And let's start taking a different perspective on our futures, because you will eventually, if God willing, turn into your 50s and 60s, contingent upon how much poison America has put in our systems with all these red dyes and things like that. Maybe in your 70s and 80s.
Right.
If you're learning that they are trying to kill us through food and a bunch of bullshit like that, and get your shit together, you may live longer. But right now, probably only going to get to the 70s. But while that's happening, you will be older and want to have somebody with you of substance. I don't want no girl who's 60 half naked on Instagram shaking her ass or whatever it is at that point. Talking about, daddy, you like this BBL is dragging down to the floor? Come on, man. Y'all got to do better. And y'all need to be more aware of what the future has got going on. You know what I mean? If we make it past the next 4 years and they finally make this nigga get out of politics forever, maybe there's some hope. But right now, y'all niggas might only be living for the next 4 years, contingent upon what he got going on in his mind. So, you know.
What's up, Dungeon? Hi, Shan. What's good in the hood? All right, peace, Renaissance.
And the sides was cracking, low. What's good with you?
What's good?
So, because of this not taking it seriously, because of fear of being vulnerable, fear of missing out, aka commit, because technically tomorrow I can find another chick, I can find another guy, literally. Also, I will add. Also, I will add that patient. I feel like our generation are far less patient compared to former generation because we get everything fast. Technology has spoiled us rotten. A lot of the time, we don't even have to think anymore. We use our technology for multiple things. So that is just my thought. Like, marriage will find some way. It takes maturity, it takes emotional intelligence, it takes patience, it takes communication, it takes love.
I would say this generation doesn't have patience because they feel like they don't have to have it, and technology is always going to give humans the illusion that they don't have to be empathetic to other people. But I also feel like if people don't take the time to pause in between the bullshit they last endured, they just pass it around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody did me dirty, so I gotta get back right by doing the next person dirty. They just gonna have to learn this lesson. Or somebody cheated on me, the next 10 people I talk to is going to be like, fuck it, I'm going to just get mine and be out. Or the next relationship I'm in, I'm going to be in a relationship for money. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, there's always a person willing to be like, okay, you're here because I'm going to give you these credit cards, I'm going to give you this cash, and in return, I need you to do these things. If that's y'all discussion and y'all thing that y'all want to do, cool. But there's a lot of people who are in two different relationships at the same time with one person. And it could be me as a woman, I'm in a relationship with someone because I want this man to do X, Y, and Z for me in my life. And he might be in the relationship with me thinking I want to help him with his goals, and the same goals he has, I have similar goals. And the way that he wants to raise his children, I want to raise my children. But we're not having that communication. We're not having that conversation. We're just assuming this is what we want from each other. A lot of people are in a relationship with a complete stranger, not knowing what direction they're headed into. And they're just, okay, I'm going to be in here until I get this. And once I get this, I'm going to move on to the next thing. And that's what's happening. So after a person blindly invests their time, their effort, their empathy, their patience, and they find that, oh, this person was on some other shit, it's rare that that person's going to have the patience and the willfulness to be like, okay, let me take a break before I get into a next relationship or I deal with the next person, and I'm still going to be as empathetic, and I'm still going to be as patient, and I'm still going to be as caring with this next person. No! They out on some get back shit.
Yep, exactly. That's the main focus, and that's what's throwing people off.
Yeah, so it's just a lot of that going on. I'm going to play the next message.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Like, I hear that a lot. I've seen that a lot. And I've actually been a person that has done that before too. Making the relationship solely focused on how I felt. And then I was immediately humbled. You know what I'm saying? Especially like in my youth, I'm 36. But every day, of course, naturally, we're still learning. But yeah, it is not all about the woman's feelings and how she's being to made feel in the moment. That man got feelings too. And I noticed that a lot of women kind of like shun the expression of a man based on the fact that they put themselves on a pedestal. And then they wonder why it's a situation to where they're single. You're not listening to him at all. It's supposed to go both ways.
And you want to know the craziest thing is when you're saying that, a gaslighting toxic bitch will tell you that you're not listening to her. You're just preparing your next response. Because this is all about me. And I don't need to hear what you got, what kind of feeling. Like when I was talking to this chick on this date, she was like, you're just listening. I was like, hey, listen, what you're saying is toxic. I ain't even hearing that. Like, I sat here and listened to everything you said. You just want me to shut up and let you talk. I was like, but you saying a bunch of nonsense. So fuck all that. Like, I'm going to sit there and hold my expression and feelings in because you think that you the god of knowing people before you even really get to know them. That's why, yo, I hear the best part about it. So my boy that my strip club brethren that had come up with me to strip clubs was like, yo, you going out with old girl? I was like, yeah. He's like, I was like, I heard you went out with her. He's like, yeah. And I was like, what happened? Because I was just trying to see if he fucked. He's like, nothing. He's like, I know when to avoid bad situations, and he just looked at me, and I was like, ah, shit. Yo, I promise you, I got back from this date around 2 in the morning, I texted him at the exact time, and it was like, I totally understand what you were talking about, brother, and he woke up real LOL. I was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, how you know after one night, that means you got some shit going on, where niggas can just sit and have a conversation with you and be like, oh, no, nah, you batshit crazy, bro. Like, my good friend's wife is her colleague, and I'm going to tell her, I'm going to listen, I'm not going to explain this to your girl, because she ain't going to listen, but you may want to tell her from the female perspective that she don't know what the fuck she talking about. She just sit up here trying to analyze people and talking about, I'm doing God's work. Whenever you say,